Today's shiur is a Masechta Avodah Zarah on Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the third word on the line, Amar Mar, the Master said. And we are referring to a brisa, which we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, where Rav Sheshes would gather difficult brises, the way Rashi learns, that he would bring into the Beis HaMedrash so that the people in the Beis HaMedrash could be mefalpel to explain the brises, and we learned one such brisa at the end of yesterday's shiur, and now we're going to analyze that brisa. As we mentioned in yesterday's shiur, the brisa we are going to learn opens up for us a new iser, which is not related to the iser which we've been discussing in the last few dafim concerning having hanoah from Avodah Zarah. Rather, this iser has to do with a pasuk in Shmois, Perek Chof, pasuk Chof, Loisasun iti Elohei Chesev, Elohei Zov, Loisasu Lochem, that there is a law, a prohibition for someone to make a god of silver or god of gold, something that would serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an image, a celestial being that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if the person who's making that image will not be oveid it as an Avodah Zarah. Let us begin the analysis of the brisa that Rav Sheshes brought. Omar Mar, the master said, Kol hamazolois mutarin, all the celestial beings are mutter, and we'll soon see in what sense they are mutter. That will be a discussion in the Gemara. Chutz mi mazel chama ulevana, except for the mazel of the sun and the moon. That was the reisha of the brisa. The brisa actually had three parts, the reisha, the metzia, the middle part, and the seifa. So we're going to analyze the reisha. And the Gemara begins with the words b'maya skinin. The Bach tells us to take out the word hocha. B'maya skinin, what iser is this brisa dealing with? Ilem b'oisa, if this is the iser of making a form, which we would learn out from the pasuk, as we mentioned, Loisasun iti iba oise kol hamazolus mishari. Then all mazolus, how could they be mutter? What would mutter mean? As Rashi explains, it would be mutter to create them, to paint them on a keli, for example. But that's not true. Voksiv, the pasuk states, loisasun iti, and we learn out, loisasun kudmus shamoshi hamishamshim lefani b'morim, that you should not make the image of the servants that serve me, that stand in front of me, kaviyachol, of the Rabbanu Shalom b'morim, on high. As Rashi states, bidmus ha'omdim etzli, you're not allowed to make those images, even if you don't serve them. So all celestial beings, all of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in heaven, all the galaxies and cosmos would be forbidden to make. Elipshita. So therefore we must say a simple understanding of the ratio of the brisa is b'maitza. It's speaking about where he found an image. Let's say, for example, he found such an image on a ring, which is a mechubadik vessel, which everybody, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel in our Mishnah that says Shalom Echubadim, he would agree that if it's on a ring, that it's considered a honorable vessel, and therefore it would be usher, because we assume, the Chazal were geyser, that the person who owned the ring was serving that figure on the ring as an Avodah Zarah. Elipshita b'maitz ukid etznan, as we learned in our Mishnah, ha'maitz kelim valeim, tzuris chama, tzuris levana, tzuris darkon. If he found the keli which has on it the form of the sun or a representation, as we explained in yesterday's shiur from the Pirush HaMishnah Yisla HaRambam, that it was a king with a crown on in a chariot representing the sun, a different figure which represented the moon. If he finds that, or Tzuris Darkon, the figure of a dragon, Yolich L'Yam HaMelech, he should bring it to the Yam HaMelech and put it into the Yam HaMelech so that no one should come there to get it. And therefore, now the ratio of the brisa makes sense because it says kolam azolos mutarn chutz v'mazel chamalavana. The only ones that Chazal were geyser that we can assume that people were serving this as an avodah zarah was the chaman levana and not the others. So it doesn't have to do with the iser of making a form, which has nothing to do with serving it. Rather, it has to do with serving it as an avodah zarah, and therefore all mazolos are mutar. To have hana, as Rashi explains, that's what mutarn will now mean, not mutter to make, but mutter to have hana from, except for chama levana. So the ratio works out. But I have a problem now with the mitziyasa, with the middle case. Tell me what's the pshat in the middle case, which we learned in the Brisa of Rav Sheshes. Kol ha-partzufois mutarn. All faces are mutter, chutzmi parts of Adam, except for the face of a man. If we're speaking about where somebody would find the face of a man, let's say on a ring, parts of Adam Yosser, where do we find that the face of a human being is prohibited? Vatnan, we learned in our Mishnah. Hamoitza Kalim Valeim Tsuris Chama Tsuris Levana Tsuris Darkin Yelich Liyama Melech, and we can deduce Tsuris Darkin in parts of Adam Loi, that only the figure, for example, of a dragon is prohibited, but the figure of a person is not prohibited. Why? Because Chazal did not make a gzeira on the figure of a person. This was not to be assumed that the goy served it as an avodah zarah. He served the chama, the levana, and a dragon, but not an adam. So how could the mitzvah be speaking about moitzi from our mission? We see it's only chama, levana, and darkon, and not adam if it's speaking about moitzi. Elapshit de ba'isa. It must be speaking about the metziyasa of the Isser of Leisasun Iti. Ukir Rabbahuna Bered Rav Yeshua explains the last Rashi on the Amid, that he says further in our sugya, that we can darshan the words Leisasun Iti as Leisasun Oisi, Kidmusi, because the way Hashem shows himself to Nevi'im when they receive a Nevuah is in the figure of a person. So Memela, that's the Isser, says Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, Leisasun Iti Oisi. Don't make a man, because that will be Chas V'Shalom depicting the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents himself in the Nevuah to the Nevi'im. And that is prohibited as part of the Pasuk of Leisasun Iti. And Rashi points out in the previous Rashi, Divrei Maskal Pshita Bo'isa, that all faces of chayas and behemoths will be mutter, even though we find that in a shore, an aryeh, and a nesher, an ox, a lion, and an eagle, they are considered shamash and shamayla, and it's usher to make a figure of them. That's only, says Rashi, when all four are together. In other words, when you have a shore, aryeh, nesher, and an adam, and these are all represented on the kiseh hakavod, so then there is a special prohibition. But if you have each one by itself, there is no prohibition with the exception of Adam, like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says, because of we darshan Leisasun Iti equals Leisasun Oisi. So therefore, we now understand the Metzias. It's not speaking about Moitzi, it's speaking about Oisa. By Oisa, the only creature that is usher to make by itself is Adam, like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua said. But now I have a problem with the Seifa. E-boys, if the Matthias is speaking about Oisa, Ema Seifa, tell me Pshat in the Seifa, which we learned, Kol Hatsurois Mutorois, that all the Tsurois are permitted, except for the figure of Chutz Mitzuras Darkon, except for the figure of a dragon. The Eba Oisa, if the Seifa is also speaking about Oisa, Tsuras Darkon Mioser. And there's these two halachas that we've been learning about in the first Mishnayos in our Perek, the Isser of having an off from Avodah Zarah, and the other new Isser that we're learning now about Leisasun Iti, they have different Gedorim. Levon and Chama are Usser to when someone finds a Levon and a Chama on a Keli, they're Usser to have an off from. They are also Usser to create, even if one does not worship, because of Leisasun Iti. But there are other halachas which only are by one Isser and not the other. For example, darken. Darken, if you find it on a ring, if you find it on the keli, according to the Tanakhama, any keli. There, the rabbanim were geyser that people, that the goyim probably served it. However, they, a darkin is not included in the iser of leisasaniti because it's not one of the shamashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'morim on high. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If the Seifa is speaking about Isa like the Metziasa, there is no Isra of Isa on a darkin. Ibo Isa am a Seifa. Call it Tzuz Mataris. Chutz Mitzuris a darkin. Ibo Isa Tzuz Darkin Miyosef. Reksiv Leksas and Iti. Yalehe Ches Velezov. And the Bach ends off the Chazal. Kidmus Shamosha Hamishamshin Lefone Bemoran. Bemorim. So that would be like the sun and the moon. But Hani in, only those Shamashim, as we go to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Tzuris Darkin Loi, that the Tzur of a Darkin, who's not serving Hashem on high, is not included in the Yisr Leisas and Iti. So it can't be speaking about Oysa in the Seifa, Elopshita, but it must be that the Seifa is speaking about where you found it. Oh, where you found it, then we learned in our Mishnah, Darkin is included in the Yisr of having Hanoah from a darken that's found on a keli, ukidisnan, as we learned in our Mishnah. Hamoitzi came about lamb, tsuris chama, and the Mishnah continues, tsuris levon and tsuris darken, you're also to have Hanoah from them. The rabbanim were geyser, that the goy menestam served them. So now it comes out, a modna thing the Gemara asks. Very strange thing. Reish of a tsefa b'moitzi. We've proven that the reish is speaking about moitzi. That's why it's only Cham and Levana, that's Usser, and not other Mazalas. We've proven that the Seif is Moitze. That's why Darken is Usser, because if it would be Oise, Darken would not be Usser. And we've also proven, Umitziyasa Boise, that when Adam, it's Usser, that's speaking about you're not allowed to make a Tzur of an Adam. Because if it was Moitze, Adam would not be Usser to have a Na from. So it comes out that the Reish and the Sefer Abba Maitz and the Metzi is by Ois, a very strange thing. Om Rabbi in, yes. We find that many times throughout Shas. The Reish of the Sefer Abba Maitz, the Reish and the Sefer of the Bryce is by Maitz, and Metzi also by Ois, and the Metzi is by Ois. However, Rava does not agree with this text. Rava Omar, Kula Abba Maitz. The whole Bryce that Rav Sheish has brought is speaking about Maitz. So what the Reish and the Sefer work out perfectly. What's difficult? The Metzi because it says Adam is Osir, and Adam is only Osir by Oise. Adam is not Osir by Moitze. The answer is, there is a type of Adam that's Osir by Oise as well. Umitziyasa Rabbi Yehuda, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, which is actually a Tosefta in Avodah Zarah Perek Vav, and there it's speaking about where a Tzura was found on a ring. So according to the Tanakhama, it's only Osir, as we learned in our Mishnah, Chama, Levon, and Darkon. Rabbi Yehuda Moisev, Rabbi Yehuda's Moisev, you're not allowed to have a Noah from a human being as well in certain situations. Af demus menika, a woman who's nursing her child, visar apis, and a sar apis. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel learns that the name of this Avodah Zarah was sarpis, samach reish pei samach, chazal, in mocking the Avodah Zarah, as is the Derech, as we've seen in the last few Dafim. So Chazal broke the name of the Avodah Zarah up into two parts. Sar, Apis, Sar meaning a Sar, a prince. And you know what? He's a prince of this Avodah Zarah. Apis means Ephes, nothing. He's a prince of nothing. Now, why are these considered Avodah Zarah that the Goy would worship? The Gemara explains, Meniko al Shem Chava, this represents Chava. Shem Meniko kol olam kuli. As the Rabbeinu Chananel speaks out, she was the Aim Kol Chai. So when she nursed her children, she was nursing the entire world. So that is a woman, female figure that the Goyim used to worship. Sar Apis al Shem Yosef, this represents Yosef. Shesar, he was appointed by power to become a prince. Sheni Lamelech, Mishnah Lamelech. Umeb Mephis as kol olam kuli. Mephis means he calmed down. He calmed the anxiety of the entire world that was starving for food. So he was able to calm them down and relieve them that they shouldn't pacify them. That's what the word Mephis means. So Yosef is someone that the Goyim used to worship. But it has certain conditions. The first condition is the who, the nukit gurya. He had to have a measure in his hand, the sarapis, the kochail, and he's measuring out. He's depicted with a measure, an instrument of measurement, and he's actually measuring out, because that's what Yosef did. He measured the food that it would be available for the starving people to have. If it has that, then it's an avodah zara, which is aser tavanofra. However, Rashi says, aval parts of Adam Grey, the shari bando, the first short line on the Amud. If you just have an image of a person without a measuring instrument that is actually doing measurement, then it will be mutter. Vihi, and the manika that we spoke about that represents Chava is only Aser, the nokta ben v'komanika, that she also has in this representation of Chava, if she has a child that she is nursing. If there's only a picture of a female woman without a nursing child, then it is mutter. But at least we see that it's possible to have a human being that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that will be usher in Hana, and Mimela, Rava says that this price will be going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the whole Reisha, Metzias, and Sefer could all be speaking about Moitza, and all of these items are usher Hana. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan learned in a Baraisa, explaining the Avodah Zorah of Darkon, Ezu Tzuras Darkon. How does a dragon look? Rashi told us in the Mishnah that it was like a Doime L'Nachash, it was similar to a serpent. Pirish Rajba, this stands for Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Rab Shimon Elazar explained, Kol Sheyesh Le Tzitzin. Rashi has two pshatim on tzitzin. Either we find that the Targum of the word snapir in Chumash, which represents fins, is tzitzin. So the darkon has fins, or Rashi says it has hairs. And where does it have these fins or hairs? Bein perakov. It has it between its vertebrae. Machve Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi pointed exactly where the hairs or fins. Bein pirke tzavar, between the vertebrae of the neck. So he pointed to his neck to show where they would be located. Amar Rav Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rav Chama, the son of Rav Chanina, said, Halachic Rav Shimon Elazar. The halach, in fact, is like Rav Shimon Elazar, that in Rashi speaks out, if it has tzitzin, it's usher, and if the darken im ein lo tzitzin, says Rashi, mutter, then in fact, a darken without tzitzin would be mutter to have hana from. And now the Gemara is going to tell us a maisa concerning halachas of being mevatel and avodah zar. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Pam achas yusim halach acher Rab Lozer hakaper beribi. Beribi Rashi says the Adam Gadol, and Rashi elsewhere in Shas says that he was the Gadol Hador. I was walking with him with Derek on the way. Umatzah Shom Tabas, he found a ring. Vaoleh Tzuras Darken, and on it was the Tzur of a Darken. So he is usher to have an offer from it. So before he picked it up, Rashi says, before he was zoichet from Hefker, once he's zoichet from Hefker, he won't be able to mevatel it. So before he was koinet, umatzah ovid kachavim katan, he found a goy, but he was a katan, v'leor malei klum, he didn't say anything to him. He wanted the goy to mevatel, but a katan cannot be mevatel, as we'll soon see. Umatzah ovid kachavim gadol, then he found an adult, ovid kachavim var malei, and he said to him, betela, be mevatel it as an avodah zar. V'leor bitli, he didn't want to be mevatel it. Sitroi, Rashi says he slapped him on his cheek. Rab Lozer Hakaper Beribi slapped the goy on this gadol on his cheek, Ubet Batla, and then he was mevatlet, and then it worked, and then he picked it up, and Rab Lozer Hakaper was kind. Shmamina Tash, we learned three halachas from this story. Shmamina, Oyvi Kachab Mevatl, Avoidus Kachab Mishlovi Shal Chaveri, that not only can a goy be mevatl his own Avoidus Zor, he can even be mevatl Avoidus Zor of his friend, because here, it doesn't say that this Avodah Zarah belonged to the Gadol. It was Hefker, and it wasn't the Gadol's, and yet he was able to mevatel it. Shema mina, yodea betiv shalav iskachav, and misham shera mevatel. Someone who knows the nature of Avodah Zarah and those items that service the Avodah Zarah is able to mevatel the Avodah Zarah. But v'she'eni yodea betiv avodah iskachav, misham shera, ain't mevatel. If he doesn't know, like the Kotan, who didn't know the nature of Avodah Zarah and those who serve the Avodah Zarah, he does not have a power to mevatel it. There is a very fundamental machlokes here between the Rambam and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah in Perches Halacha Tes says that the reason that the first goy that Rav Elazar Kapper met, he didn't ask him mevatel because he was a Kotan. It's the reason that any Adei B'Tiv can't be mevatel is because he's a katan. Once he becomes a gadol, he knows the nature, and then he can be mevatel because he's a gadol. However, the Shulchan Aruch here, Adei Simen Kuf Mem Vav Sif Hei, states that the reason of the first akum not being asked was because he was an Eini Yodea, not because katan. He didn't know. The nafka minna between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch will be if it's a katan hayoideya. If a katan would know, a smart katan goy who would have an understanding in the nature of the avodah zarah, then according to the Rambam makes no difference. He's a katan; he can't be mevatel. However, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the whole problem is because he doesn't know. If a katan knows, then the katan himself could be mevatel avodah zarah. Shmamina, we learn out a third halacha: oyukachav mevatel bakorchay. That's from the fact that Rabbi Elazar Kapper slapped the goy, and he was mevatel, and the bittel helped. We see that even a bittel that's caused bal korchoy is also works as a bittel. Megadif bar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, literally it means cursed, and what the Gemara means to say is that he strongly objected. He strongly questioned one of the above halachas. Velesle the Rabbi Elazar Kapper, or the Orach says it means that he expressed a total surprise at such a psak. The last lady, Rabbi Elazar Kapper Beribi, ha, we have the snan, and the Mesorah Shas says it's really a brisa. Ha, the sanya, we learned in the Sug of Yishloim Adas, in Bava Metziah Daf Chav Dalet, hamatzel min ari, if somebody saves an object from a lion, min a doiver from a bear, min a nemer from a leopard, min a guys from an army troop, min hanor, and from a river, umizutra shel yam, and from high tide of the sea, which can go, Rashi tells us, 10 to 15 parsois. It goes forward, and then it sweeps up everything in its path. It can go 10 to 15 parsois, which, depending on how we measure the measurements, the various shittas in Achronim, 10 to 15 parsois can be anywhere from 24 to 43.5 miles. And that distance, it sweeps everything away, and then it moves backwards, lachorav, and all of whatever it has swept up in its surge, it now has drowned in the sea. So if somebody saved an item from that high tide, or Mishal Lisa Shonor, that comes from the word shlal, which is the spoils. When a river overflows its banks and it floods the banks and also picks up everything that's on the land, and someone saved from that overflow an object, or v'hamoytzi b'srachi, Rashi in Shabbos Daf Vav says srachi is a highway that goes between cities. So he found it in a public thoroughfare, a highway, or Plach Gedol, or a large public square, anywhere where a lot of people congregate. Hare Elu Shaloy. It belongs to the person who has saved the item from all these cases that we had before. And the reason is, Nay Shabbat Mishashman, because the owners give up hope. So what Rav Chanina is strongly objecting to, if the Baal is Mishayish, L'chayr, that itself constitutes a bittel of the Avodah Zarah. He never expects to serve this Avodah Zarah again. So Mimela, why did Rabbi Elazar Kapper have to slap the goy and make him mevatel it and then be koined? He could have been koined right away, because since the Baal are Miyayish, so Mimela becomes Hefker, and he can be koined from the Hefker, and that itself, the Yush itself, should serve as a bittel. Rabbi answered, the goy's miyash, that he will no longer be able to serve this avodah zarah. It's lost. But me isura mi miyash, from the Isra Avodah Zorah, is he Dem Yayish? He expects this to remain as an Avodah Zorah. It'll be somebody else's Avodah Zorah. It won't be his anymore because it's lost. He gives up hope of ever retrieving it. But it still remains an Avodah Zorah. He's not Mevatlid. Reb Elazar Kopper did require a separate Bittul. Why is the Goy not Mevatlid when he knows he's going to lose it? Meimer Omer, he says to himself, if a goy will find, let's say, this ring that I lost, so miflach palchlo, the goy will worship this ring, this avodah zarah that's depicted on the ring. Yisrael mashkechlo, if a Jew will find it, so I did the mayor yikar, the Jew can make a geschäft, the Jew can sell it. It's worth a lot of money, so mazmul alav come, he'll sell it. That's what the goy rationalizes to himself. The Jew will sell it to a goy. Upolach law, and then the goy will again, the next goy who buys it will worship it. So his yush is not taking off the shame of avodah zarah. He's not being mevatel to avodah zarah. He's just giving up that he himself will never again be able to serve this avodah zarah. But the avodah zarah will remain an avodah zarah for someone else. Tanan Hossam, we learned over there a Mishnah, Imesechta Rosh Hashanah, when the Mishnahs discuss Kiddush Levana, that Dmus Tzuris Levana is Hayu Loi L'Ram Gamliel Bali Yosai, that Ram Gamliel had the forms of various shapes of the Levana in his upper chamber, but Tavla, it was on a, these forms were on a tablet, because so they were on a wall. Shebehen Maris had Yaitis, people, had Yaitis means people who could not adequately describe how the Levana looked, the sliver of the Levana, which they are testifying that they saw the new moon, and based on their testimony would be Mekadosh to Chodesh, they couldn't adequately describe it. So he would have forms, V'oimerlen, he would say to the two Edim, Kazerisim or Kazerisim. He wanted to see that the two Edim are not making it up, that they really saw it, and in order to corroborate what they were saying, he would show each one separately different. In the bedikos that he was checking them out in his interrogation, he would show them different forms of the Levana, and he would ask them, how exactly did the Levana look when you saw it? The Gemara asks, I have a problem with that, Mishnah. Umi shari, is it mutter to have these various shapes of the Levana vaksiv? We have the Isser that we've been discussing on this stuff of Loisasan Iti, which we darshaned, Loisasan Kidmus Shamasham Shamshan Levanai. Don't make like the servants, the celestial bodies that serve me in heaven, in front of me in heaven. So how could Rabbi Gamliel make the shapes of the Levanois? Amar Abaya, Abaya answers, Loi Asra Torah El Shamash and Shef Shalas Ois Kamoisan. The only ones that will be Asr are only things that serve Hashem where a human being can duplicate. As Rashi says, like the Chotzer, the Ulam, the Hechel, the Menorah, but heaven, but the moon and sun, which a human being can't duplicate, that's a Nechanami. There's no Isser to make a shape of it that will represent the moon and the sun because you can't duplicate it. According to Abaya's understanding, it's only when you can actually duplicate a Kiddusanya, like we learned in Abraha, so Le'asa Adam, a person should not make the following. Bayis Tavnes Hechel, a house in the shape of the Hechel of the Beis HaMikdash, which Rashi explains means the length, the width, the height, the number of doors, and the width of the doors, the dimensions of the doors. If you make it exactly the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, so then there would be an Isser. If you make any change, Rashi explains, then it would be Mutter. Or it's also to make Achsadra Pavilion, Tavnes Ulam. That's in the shape of the Ulam, which was in front of the Hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. Chatzar you're not allowed to make, Tavnes Azora. That was like the Azora. Shulchan, Tavnes Shulchan. To make a Shulchan with the same dimensions as the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah, Tavnes Menorah. Or a Menorah that looks like the Menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. Avol Ois, Vishal Hei, Vishal Vav, Vishal Ches, Vishal Zayin Lo Yase. He's allowed to make a menorah of five sticks on the menorah, five kanim or six kanim or eight kanim, but not seven, because seven was the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what material is he not allowed to make a menorah from? Afilu shel shar minim at chayis. even though the menorah shalzov, he's not allowed to make a menorah of any other metal as well. Rashi says that this is learned out from the pasuk, which states, Zov tor miksha teose ha-menorah. So we have a klal upratu klal. The klal is vasisa menorah zov tor miksha teose ha-menorah. So the first klal is menorahs, make a menorah. It doesn't say what it's made out of. Then comes the prat zov tor, and then comes the final klal. Mixture should be beaten out. That's how you should make the menorah. So he darshens it. The Tanakama prat klal uprat uklal, and then we have a rule. It has to be keina prat. So just like the prat is a metal, any metal, however, will be memayet that wood. There would be no iser to make a menorah out of wood because you're not allowed to make a menorah out of wood in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudoimer, Av shel etzel yasa keder shosu Beis HaKashem Menorah, just like we find the Beis HaKashem Menorah made a menorah after they defeated the Greeks in the story of Hanukkah. Then they made a menorah, and they made it out of wood because they were too poor to afford to make it out of gold. They made out of wood. So you see, wood's kosher to make a menorah. So Mimel, there's an iser of menorah to make a menorah like the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's made out of wood. And the explanation is that this shita holds not klal or pratu klal, but rather the other method of darshaning psukim of this nature, of ribui, mute, uribui. And ribui, mute, uribui, the way it works out, we are memayat less than by klal or pratu klal. By klal prat, the klal has to be kana prat metal, but wood or earthenware, you're not allowed to make a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you're mutter to make it, to copy the one in the Beis HaMikdash. However, if you learn ribui miyut uribui, the only thing we're memayat that you cannot make out of the in the Beis HaMikdash is earthenware, cheres. But wood, you are allowed. The ribui, miyut to ribui, works in a way that the ribui is marbe more than klal or pratu klal. And the only thing that would be in the smayet, a ribui, miyut ribui, will be cheres. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, you were allowed to make a menorah out of eights, and therefore you're not allowed to copy the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash by making one out of eights. And he has a proof from Beis HaKashem Menoy. Amr Loi, they answered him, Misham Raya. No, that wasn't wood. It looked like wood. You know what it was? Shvud and Shabarzel. It was sticks made out of iron, Hayu. And the Bach says the next word is Mechupin Bibatz. It was covered over with tin. And when the tin got old, when it aged, then it looked like wood. But it wasn't really wood. It was made out of metal because according to Chachamim, according to Tanakama, you're not allowed to make a menorah out of wood. Heshiru, when Klal Yisrael got richer, Asum Shal Kesef, they made the menorah out of silver. Chazru Veshiru Asum Shal Zav, when they got even richer, they made it out of gold. But meanwhile, what Abaye is trying to answer to Kasha, how could Rabbi Gamliel have moons in different shapes? There's an Isser of Lesasaniti. We see from this price that the only thing that's Osir is to make shamashim that a human being is able to duplicate. But sun and moon, which you're not physically able to duplicate, according to Abai, is this Teretz in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to give other Terutzim, but according to Abai Shita right now, Chama Levana will not be Osir because of Lesasaniti, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to have the Levanais, because he was not transgressing the law of Lesasaniti. On this question of how Rabbi Gamliel could have forms of Levanos, why he was not over on the Isser of Loisasun Iti, Abaye is going to give on this daf three terutzim to the question. We have just heard Abaye's first teretz, that it's only Nageya, as Rashi terms it, Shamosh and Shamata, only those items that serve Hashem down here on this earth, which a person is able to replicate, and that is to make structures which will be like the chotzer, the ulam, the heichel, or the menorah, but shamashin, which a person cannot replicate, like the sun and the moon, there is no prohibition, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to do this. On this teretz, the Gemara asks, Ushamosh and Sheyefchalasos Kamosa Mishori, is it then possible to say that servants of Hashem, that a human being cannot duplicate, you are allowed to create forms of them, and you're not over on Loisasin Iti? Vahatani, we learned in the Braisa, not like that. Loisasin Iti, Loisasin Kidmus Shamoshi, Hameshamshim Lefonai Bemorai. Do not make servants that serve me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on high. Now Rashi, in the middle of the Amid, Rashi says on the first Braisa that we had, in the first Braisa, if you look at the Gemara approximately 10 lines up, where the Gemara quoted the Pasuk of Loisasin Iti, there it says, Osasin Kidmus Shamash Hamashamshim Lefonai. It doesn't use the word Bamorai, on high. And that's why Abaya wanted to give a teretz. It's only Osir the Shamashin Shalmata. However, in this Braisa, which the Gemara is asking from, it adds the words Lefonai Bamorim. Here we are, Goyrus, the last word Bamorim. That there's an Isser to make Shamashim Shalmorim, and that is part of the Isser of Leisasin It. Omer Abaye, so Abaye gives his second teretz. As we turn to Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Tosfos there in Divrei Amaschil, on the top of the Amid, Divrei Amaschil Loi Osra Taira, Tosfos tells us that whenever Abaye is going to give a teretz, as we said, he gives a total of three terutzim, the Gemara, like the Gemara we just learned, it does not say Elo Omer Abaye. It says only Omer Abaye. And Tosfos explains why. Because although Abaye has to try to find a new teretz to the Kashan Gamliel, it doesn't say Elo, because if it would say Elo, it would seem that Abaye is retracting from the halacha that he stated before. And that's what Tosfos points out. The halacha remains halacha. That part of the Isser of Leisasin Iti is Shamash and Shalmata, the Chatzar and the Ulam and the Hechel and the Naira. But now Abaye is saying there's another Isser. We're going to expand the Isser. With each teretz that Abaye is going to give on this daf, the previous teretz, the halacha, is correct. And now Abaye is going to, from other braises and other questions that need to be answered, he's going to add more into the Isser of Leisasin Iti. But it doesn't say Ella, because that would seem to indicate that the first answer is totally incorrect, that the halacha is not correct. That's why it leaves out the word Ella. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, good, you've forced me to accept that Shamash and Shalmala are also prohibited, even though a person can't duplicate them. But in that prohibition, it's only, as Rashi explains, the chayis hakodesh, the ones that are iti, as Rashi puts it, hasharuyos etzli, that are right next kaviyachol to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And these are the ones that we learned about in the Rashi on the bottom of Mem Aleph Amid Beis, which Rashi repeats here in Divrei Amaschil Arba Panim, the top Rashi, Pnei Shor V'odim V'ayiv V'nesher. When it's one chaya achas, when it's one image which has the four together of an ox and a human and a lion and an eagle, then there is, these are the shamashim shalmorim, and that is part of the Isser of Leisasin Iti. However, again, this will not include the levana or the chaman. That's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to make the levanas. Elamiyata asked the Gemara, parts of Adam Luchudei Tishri, are you telling me it's only if you have all four together? But if you have an Adam alone, there is no prohibition for a person to make a dmus of an Adam. Alamatani, why did we learn in a Braisa, which we've learned before already, in the previous daf, kol hapratzufois mutarin chutz mi parts of Adam, that all the faces are permitted, except for the face of a person. You're not allowed to make the face of a person. Omar. And now we have the Bach and the Masoris HaShas that tell us that there's a mistake in the Girsa here in the Gemara. In our Gemara, we have Omar of Yehuda Bered Rav Yeshua. And in the Bach says it should be Omar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. And this is the same as when Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua was quoted above on Mem Aleph Amid Beis. that Rav Huna Rabbi Yeshua says the following halacha, that he learned it mipirkei de Rabbi Yeshua, from the shir of Rabbi Yehoshua, Shamili, I heard the halacha, and the Mesar Shashas brings from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah of Dal Amad Beis a different girsa. It's Rav Huna Berei de Rav Idi who heard it mipirkei de Abaye Shmili. I heard it from the shiurim that Abaye gave. What was the halacha? Loisasin iti, I learn it. Loisasin oisi, do not make a duplication of Hashem. How can one make a duplication of Hashem? So the answer is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears when he reveals himself b'nevuah to the Nevi'im, he appears b'dmus Adam. And therefore, if a person makes a figure of a Adam, he's over on Loisasin Itti, because Loisasin Itti, I darshan it to read Loisasin Oisi. Don't make a Dmus of Hashem who personifies himself to Nevi'im in the form of, in the Tzura of an Adam. Aval, Shar, Shamash, and Shari. Good. We have the four creatures together, which are prohibited. We have an Adam by itself because of Loisasin Oisi, according to Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, or Rav Huna Bered Rav Idi. We have that Isser, but again, the Levana, the Chama, those will not be prohibited. They will be Mutter. Ask the Gemara, are you telling me that that's why Rav Gamliel was allowed to make the Levanais? Because they're not included. Vishar Shamash and Mishari, are the other Shamashin of Mila in heaven, are they Mutter, the other servants of Hashem? Atani will learn Nebraisa. Loisasin iti, what does that include? Loisasin kedmus shamashi hamishamshim lefonei b'moroim. We again have in this brisa moroim, that it's not us, only us through the shamashim shamata, the shamashim shamala are also prohibited to make. And what is the example? Not only of the four creatures together, not only of Adam by himself, but kegoin oifanim, ustrafim, v'chayis hakodesh, umalachi ashoris. All of these various types of malachim are also prohibited to make an image of them. So we see it's not only an Adam by itself or the four creatures together. There are the malachi asharis as well. And the Gemara thought that let's also include then the Shemesh and the Chama as well. Amar Abaye, again, Abaye gives his third teretz. And again, as Tosfos pointed out, there's no Elo Amar Abaye, because Abaye is saying that whatever we learned so far is the halacha. Shamash and Shalmata is Aser, the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, the architecture of the Beis HaMikdash, the Ulam, the Hechel, the Chatzar, etc. And Shamashim Shamayla when it's Adam by himself, the four creatures together, and now we've added the Chayis, HaKadosh, Doifanim, Esrafim, Malachi Asharis, they're all Aser. But Abaye says, Amar Abaye loy asra tara ela shamash shabimadur ha'elyon. There's different levels in Shemayim. The only ones that are prohibited are the ones closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which are in the top. But the ones that are in the bottom compartment, closest to earth, which would include the Chama and the Levana, those are permitted. And that's why Rav Gamliel was able to make the Levanais, because they do not go into the Yisr. But the Gemara challenges that as well. Ushebemad, or Hatachna, are you telling me the ones in the lowest level? For example, like the Levana, Mishori, are they then permitted? Vatani will learn Nebraisa. The Pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros tells us, Loisas l'chol pesel v'chol tumuna asher b'shamayim mimal v'asher b'oretz mitachas v'asher b'mayim mitachas l'oretz. That a person is not allowed to make any graven image or any picture of what is in the heavens above, or what is in the earth below, or what is in the water beneath the earth. And the Gemara is going to darshan the various words in this pasuk to tell us which things are prohibited. Asher b'shamayim, the Gemara says, l'rabbis chamu levana kechavim mazalis, that this includes the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the constellations, the celestial beings. Mimal, what is that word of the pasuk include? L'rabbis malachi asharis, this includes the malachi asharis. So we see that the l'chamu levana are included, how could Ram Gamliel have forms of Levonois? He's Ivrali Sasaniti. The Gemara answers, Kitanya he la'ivdom. That's not speaking about the Isser of Isasaniti. That is speaking about making these graven images in order to serve them for Avodah Zarah. Ask the Gemara, Eloivdom, if that pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros is speaking about to serve them, so why only these things? Even a small worm also should be usher. And yet you're only telling me these things are usher, then L'chayr would be mashma. It is speaking about the Isser of Lysas and Iti, not Avodah Zarah. The Gemara answers, no, it's really speaking about Avodah Zarah, ain't a chanami. And even a Shilshul Katan is usher. And you know where we know that from? From that very same pasuk. Because we've only darshened the beginning of the pasuk. Umi Seif in the Kora Nafka. We learn it out from the end of the pasuk. The Sanya, the pasuk continues there in the Aseret HaDibros, and it states, don't make any graven image. Asher Bo'aretz, what does that include? L'rabba is Yamim when the Har is Har Mugvar. This includes the seas and the rivers and the mountains and the hills. Then it says, Mitachas, L'rabba Shilshul Katan. That includes even a small worm. So, Einachanami, we're speaking about Avodah Zarah, and it's all learnt out from this pasuk in the Aseret HaDibros, but it has no shaykhus to our issur that we're discussing here of making an image not to serve it, but rather to be over on the issur of Lesasun Iti. Ask the Gemara, Vasiya, greatest of Mishori, are you telling me to make it alone, without serving it, is permitted, and therefore the Levon and the Chama would be permitted. Vatanya, we learned in Abraisa, Loisas and Iti. You know what that includes? Loisas and Kidmush, Shamash, Shamacham, Shalfanai, Bamorim. And now the Gemara says not only the Malachi, Asharis, and the Chayas, Akkadish, Bakugoin, Chama, Ulevona, Kachav, Mazolis. Here we see clearly that the sun, the moon, the stars, and the Mazolis are all included in the Yisrael, Loisas and Iti. So, Abaye's three terutzim are not adequate to answer the kasha on Rabban Gamliel, because according to the brises that we've learned, Levana would be included in the Yisrael Lysasaniti. And actually, if we summarize everything that we've learned five different halachas. We've learned that Lysasaniti includes the Isser of, as Rashi called it, the Shamosh and Shalmata, those that are down here on earth, to replicate the chotzer, the ulam, the hechel, and the menorah. It also includes the demus of the four different creatures together, the shor, the adam, the aryeh, and the nesher. It includes adam by itself. A fourth iser is part of Lysas and Iti, is the malachi ashoris, who are in the modar ha'elyon. And then also, in the Shamayim, not only the Mador Elyon, but even the Chamad Levana and the Koychavim that are in the Mador HaTachdoin are all included in Lysas and Iti. And that's why our Kasher comes back. How could Ram Gamliel make the Levana? We should just clarify that we've been speaking on this stuff about two Isurim. One, the Isur of having a Noah from items that Chazal determined the Goyim would serve. And that involves the Isser of Avodah Zarah. And then we've been speaking about, without serving it as Avodah Zarah, as an Isser for a Yid, to make these images, even though the Yid will not be serving it as Avodah Zarah. There is a difference, even though a sun and a moon are included in both Isurim, both Lavan, there is a difference. When we speak about the Isser of having Hanoah, there we learned from the Maram in the name of the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, that it's not the actual sphere, the ball of the sun itself that they're making on the Kalim, which we're also to have Anoah from because the Chazal understood that the people were serving as Avodah Zarah. There it's a picture that depicts the sun. It's a representation like by the Chama, it's a crowned king who's sitting in a chariot. The Levon and the Rambam said it had a different representation. But it's not the sphere of the sun itself. Mashi Enkein, when we're speaking about the Isser of Lysas and Iti, there, when we speak about the sun and the moon, we mean that the person will be making an actual similar to the sun and the moon, the way the sun and the moon appears to a human being, he'll make that form. It's not a representation, but rather it's a form of the sun and the moon itself, and that's why the Gemara asked on Rem Gamliel, how could he have this form of a levana? That's the Isser, Loisas and Iti. And therefore, the Gemara now has to give a totally different answer. Says the Gemara, Shiny Rem Gamliel, you know why he was allowed to make the levana? The Acherim Osloi. Rashi says Acherim. Others refers to Oivdei Koychavim. Because although a Jew has an Isser of Loisas and Iti, a Goy has an Isser to serve them of Arizara, but he doesn't have the Isser of making these images, and therefore the Goy made it for Rabbi Gamliel. So Tosfos understands that Rabbi Gamliel asked them to make it. Asked Tosfos, just like we find in the Tosfos Divrei Maskil, the second one, Shani Rabbi Gamliel, just like we find that there's an Isser of a Shvus to tell a Goy to do a Malach on Shabbos, so there are by other Isserim to tell a Goy to do a Malach which a Yid would be usher to do. So how could Rabbi Gamliel, if it's usher from Rabbi Gamliel, it's part of Lisas Niti, how could he ask the Goy to make it? So Tosfos answers, V'yeish Lomer, the mitzvah shiny. Since he was doing it for the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, therefore there was no problem of Amir al-Akim telling the Goy to do it for him. The Rush answers that Rabbi Gamliel didn't tell the Goy to do it. The Goy made it for himself, and Rabbi Gamliel, after the Goy made it, he bought it from him. The Ritva says that the Goy made it for Rabbi Gamliel, but not that Rabbi Gamliel told the Goy to make it for him. The Goy, on his own volition, decided that he is going to make this Levana for Rabbi Gamliel, and therefore there is no problem with Amir La'akam because Rabbi Gamliel never told him to do it. The Goy did it by himself. Ask the Gemara of our Rabbi Yehuda. There's a case of Rabbi Yehuda, and he had on his hand a signet ring, which he used to use and wear. And Rabbi Yehuda, Acherim Osloi, the case was that Goy made it for him. Va'amar le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel said once to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, he called him sharp one, Sami Eine, the Dane. The simple meaning is blind out the eye of this one. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether it was a tzura of an adam on the ring or it was a tzura of a darkin, of a dragon. Either way, he told him to blind its eye. The Sefer Beis Shmuel brings down from the Shas and Shuvas Chasam Sefer that if you look in Rashi here, Rashi says that he told him pechas, according to the Bach Skirsa Tzurasai, damage its tzura. So Rashi, the Chasam Sefer explains, did not learn literally to take out the eye of the demus of the person, for example, that's on the ring, but rather cause it to be partially destroyed. And the word ene, eye, according to Rashi, means, says the Chasam Sefer, the appearance. Destroy the appearance of this Dmus Adam that's on the ring, and then you'll be able to use it. So what do we see? That if he would not blind the eye or destroy the appearance, it would be usher for him. And there are different pshatim in the Rishonim, why it would be usher. According to Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil of Rabbi Yehuda, Tosfos explains, because people might be chosh at him that he was over on Lysasaniti if he has such a figure on his ring. According to the Run, there not only is there an Isser in Lysasaniti of making such an image, but even if somebody else makes it and the person uses it and keeps it in his house, it's also forbidden. And that's why the Gemara is saying now that here's a case where a Cherem did it, and yet Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda the only way you can keep it is if you deface it. You blind the eye. You destroy the appearance. So how could Rabbi Gamliel make the Levana? So the Gemara answers, Hasam, over there, Bechaismai Boilate. It's speaking about where this signet ring, the image on it, was protruding. Umishum Chashada. This is because of a Chashad, as Rashi says, Shalayimru Lahu Ivet. People shouldn't say that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, was serving this image. And that is prohibited. The Gemara is soon going to explain. So why isn't the Levana Aser for Rabbi Gamliel because of Cheshada? We'll see that in a few moments. The Gemara now wants to bring a riot to this concept that the Isser here was not one of Loisasun iti, because there we said achere made it, so there's no problem. But here there was a achshad, there was an instrument of rabbanim because of avodah zarah. The sign we learned in the brisa, tabas, a ring. Shechois ma boilet, if the seal part of the figure that's on the ring is sticking out, protruding, osur lanich, you cannot wear it, and mutter lachsen boy. But you could stamp it, as Rashi says, in shava, in wax. You can make it a seal, because when your figure on the ring is going to stamp this item, it's going to cause in the wax a depression. So anytime it's a depression, not protruding, there is no cheshad of avodah zarah. The avodah zarah is only if it's boilate. What happens if the ring itself, the figure in the ring, is not protruding, but the opposite, it is depressed? Then mutter lanicha, you could wear it, because nobody's going to suspect that you're serving avodah zarah. That's not an avodah zarah. It's not three-dimensional sticking out. But you cannot use it to stamp a seal, because since it is depressed, when it goes onto the wax, it will cause that the wax should be protruded. Then you'll be making a figure there, and then again, people will suspect that you're serving the avodah zarah. There will be the chashad again. So the Gemara asks a question: Umi chayshinen l'chashada? Are we then chayshish for chashad? V'ha beknishta d'shaf v'yasev. There ben arda. There was a shul in Rashi's first pshat in shaf v'yasev. Is that was a section, a district of the city of Nardo. The second pshat in Rashi is that this shul had stones in it. Rashi says, Me'avne Yerushalayim, and from its earth. And they took it when Yechonya went up from Eretz Yisrael, when he went into Golis to Bavel, to Nardo. They took from the rocks and earth of Yerushalayim, and they built it in that shul, and that's the pshat. Shaf means that it was removed, and v'yasev means it was resettled, reestablished in Narda. So that was the name of the shul, the shul in that district of Shaf v'yasev. The Ukmi Bey Andrata, they put up a statue, could have been a statue for the king, and it wasn't an avodah zarah. And the father of Shmuel went up, the Levi, and Levi went up. They used to daven inside of the shul. Why weren't they worried that people would say, oh, they're davening to the Andrata, to the statue, and maybe they're serving it as an avodah zarah? So we see you don't have to worry about the chashad that people think that they're serving it as an avodah zarah. The Gemara answers, no, there it's different. Rabim Shiny, because they were speaking about a Rabim. And by a Rabim, people know that it was a statue for the honor of the king, but nobody was serving as avodah zarah, and therefore we say that there's no chashad. If somebody would do it in private, then there would be a chashad. But in a rabbim, the rabbim know what it was put up for, and we say there's no chashad. Ask the Gemara, v'amar Rabbi Gamliel di yachad avod. So let's go back to Rabbi Gamliel. How is Rabbi Gamliel able to have the levana? He's a yachad, he's not a rabbim, and people will suspect the chshad of avodah zarah. Forget about the sugya of loisas and iti. What about the problem of chshad of avodah zarah? And he's only a yachid. So Tosfos and Divrei Maaser Rabbi Gamliel asks, why didn't the Gemara give a simple teretz that the tzurid of the levana the Rabbi Gamliel had was not boilet? We learned before that it's only a chshad of its boilet, and Rabbi Gamliel made it that it's not protruding, it's not three dimensional. Therefore, there should be no iser. So on this, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Reva all give the same teretz, that the only time there's a chilik between boilet and shaykeya, between protruding and depressed, that protruding is usher to wear and depressed is mutter to wear, that's only for a parts of a face of a human. But when we're speaking about the chama levana, there is no difference. The Rishonim explained the svara of Tosfos, because the way it's perceived by man, that's the way it's usher al tachshad of avodah zarah. If man perceives it as a three-dimensional item, so then it served only boilet, so then it's only usher boilet. There's only a cheshad by boilet. But by cham and levana, where that does not appear to a human as a three-dimensional item, Therefore, it's usser whether it's boilate or not. That's why the Gemara couldn't give that teretz from Gamliel concerning the Levana. There are other Rishonim who disagree, and they say that the chilik between boilate and shekeya is whether or not it's the parts of a person or it's chama levana. It's only usser if it's boilate. It's not usser if it is shekeya. In halach and shulchan aruch niradeisim kufmem aleph, the psak is that by a person, it's only usser if it's boilate and not if it's not boilate. And if it is boilate, the eitz is, as we learned in our Gemara, that if you sami aseni, if you take off, you deface it, you blind the eye, you take off a part of the disfigure, the item, then it is mutter. We should also speak out that the Rosh says a chiddush in our sugya that the tzuris adam is only usher if it has a goof with it, not just the face. And the Rama says the shekei noig and the minig is like the Rosh, that it's only usher a whole statue, even if you didn't deface it, only if it's a goof with it. But if it's only the face alone, it is not usher. Getting back to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel is a yachid, so why wasn't there a chashad of avodah zarah with the levana? The Gemara answers, kivan de nasi havi, since he was a nasi. Shchichi Rabbi Gamliel, so many people used to come to him, so he's also considered like a rabbi. V'yiboy same another teretz, the prakim havoy, that it was made of parts that were linked together. So during the entire day, he would have it separated, so there was no chashad that he was serving avodah zarah. When he had to ask Edim whether what kind of shape of levana they saw, then he would put it together just for that purpose. So memel on that, we don't say there's any chshad that people would think that he was serving avodah zarah. Yibay seim, a final teretz, l'slami chayni, that if it's for educational purposes, it is different, it's mutter. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, lois salamed las, there's an iser to learn how to make an this pasuk is speaking about kishafim, of witchcraft, black magic, which is also according to the Torah. Avalat tolamid lahavin lahayreis. You're allowed to learn it. Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, would learn it, that they should understand it in order to paskin. They should know if somebody is a machashef, if he did real kishuf or not. They would have to know the mitzias and the halachas of kishuf. And therefore, they were allowed to learn it. So too, benageya here, of the iser, of that it looks a chshad, that it's a avodah zarah, there's no, we're not geyser, chazal, we're not geyser, if Rabbi Gamliel was using it in order to see whether the Edom were corroborating each other with the testimony that they were giving by showing them these forms, and they would indicate at, what size and shape the Levana was when they saw it. For that, there is no iser, there's no chshad of serving it as an avodah zarah. So the Gemara comes out that lo sasin iti is not usher because acherim made it for Rabban Gamliel, and there's also no chshad of avodah zarah. And on that, the Gemara had given three different terutzim. Continues the Gemara to explain the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated that Shimon Gamliel oimer shalom chubarim asurim shalom avuzim utarim, that when is it usher to have to paint these representations of the Chama and the Levana, that's only on Mechubah Dike Kalim, but not on Bezoyan Dike Kalim. The Gemara asks, Eze Mechubah and Eze Mevuzin, which kind of Kalim are considered honorable ones and which ones are not considered honorable ones? Amar Rav. Rav answered, Mechubadim Lamailim and Amayim. If you fill up water in a pot, let's say, so until where the water is filled up, so if it's above that level of water on the rim, Rashi explains, al ugne hakli. So if you paint it over there, so then it's usher. That's considered the kavadika part of the pot. But mevuzin lamatam in a mine, on the walls and on the bottom of the keli there, if you paint it, where there it's considered the not mechubadika part of the kalim, and therefore there it is mutter. That's not considered a dignified area of the kalim. Continues the Gemara that Shmuel argues. Shmuel Amar elu elu mevuzin. If you're using it in a pot, then whether it's on top of the water or in the bottom of the water makes no difference. That's considered an undignified place, and therefore it would be mutter. We're not chayshir that they were serving the avodah zarah. Ella elu hem mechubadim shaala shirin. whatever is made on bracelets, on the zomer, nose rings, all taboys, and rings, finger rings, that's a mechubet kekeli. If you have it on that, then Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's usser. If you have it on a regular keli, then he says they're not serving it there. They wouldn't put their avodah zara on this disgusting keli, and therefore there it's not usser for the Jew to have a noah from that keli. Tani kavaseri Shmuel. We learned in a brisa like Shmuel mechubadim. What's considered mechubadim? Sha'ala shirin. That's on bracelets, val nizamen, nose rings, vataboys, and finger rings. Mevuzin. What's considered on disgusting kalim? Sha'al hayoyres on pots, val kumkumisin, and on kettles, val mechami amayim on water warmers, v'shala sadin on sheets, val mitbechois, and on towels.